from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. National Police Spokesman Brigadier General Muhammad Iqbal urges people to stop sharing photos over social networks. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appreciates Pesantrenpreneur, an Islamic boarding school based economic initiative. Now the news in detail. The National Police have called on the public not to share graphic pictures and videos of the deadly Surabaya church bombings that occurred on Sunday morning, May 13, to prevent fear from spreading. National Police spokesman Brigadier General Muhammad Iqbal said in Jakarta that he urged people to stop sharing photos over social networks. People should not fall into the trap set by the terrorists who want to spread fear among a string of suicide bombings occurred at three churches in Surabaya, East Java on Sunday morning, police said. East Java Police spokesman Sergeant Commissioner Frans Barungmangra told the Jakarta Post the explosions took place at Santa Maria Takbercelah Catholic Church on Jalan Ngagel Madia in Gubeng, Pantekosta Pusat Surabaya Church on Jalan Raya Arjuna, and Kristen Indonesia Diponegoro Church on Jalan Diponegoro. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appreciates the Association of Young Indonesian Business People of East Java on its Pesantrenpreneur, or an increasing of Islamic boarding school-based economic initiative in Pasuruan, East Java. On the inauguration of Pesantrenpreneur at Bait Al-Hikmah Boarding School Pesantren, Pasuruan on Saturday, May 12, President Joko Widodo said that this initiative could encourage economic improvement through young entrepreneurs. In its implementation, Pesantrenpreneur formed as retail shop and sell products which produced by santri or students, namely umat. It also sells products from micro, small and medium enterprises. The president encourages that this initiative can be disseminated throughout pesantren in Indonesia.
Saya ingin menyampaikan penghargaan dan apresiasi yang tinggi kepada HIPMI.
I would like to express my higher appreciation to HIPMI, especially its Java chapter, which has penetrated the boarding school with umat, with pesantrenpreneur. The program is launched in order to improve the economy from our young entrepreneurs. We should continue to push and motivate the idea. There are not only 10 umat. I hope there are available umat in at least 30,000 pesantren. I have seen umat and umat in some pesantren that we must continue to develop.
Meanwhile, Chairman of East Java HIPMI Mufti Anam explained that the initiative of Pesantrenpreneur has spread in 10 pesantren in East Java. With a potential of 30,000 pesantren in Indonesia and 5 million students and tens of thousands of alumni, Mufti Anam believes that pesantren is a strong entity for the education pillars of people and has potentially mobilizing the people's economy. He said that the pesantren-based program has the goal to generate the youth economy up to the remote areas or villages. Mufti Anam targets the creation of 1,000 umat shops throughout East Java. Two high school students from SMA and 2 South Bengkulu, Arif Hidayat Class 12 and Akshal Dwi Raldo Class 11, are able to make proud of Indonesia in the annual event of the International Invention, Innovation and Technology Exhibition, ITEX. In the event held in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on May 9 to 12, both Indonesian students are able to win gold medals, defeated more than 1,000 participants from 25 countries. Axel Dwi Raldo in Kuala Lumpur on Saturday, May 12, explained they presented spray of anti-mosquito prevention of dengue fever, San Pemarah, by utilizing extract of mahogany seeds and orange peel. The San Pemarah product has been manufactured and marketed in 1,000-milliliter bottle packaging only in Bengkulu and surrounding areas. Headmaster of SMAEN 2 South Bengkulu, Tarman Hayadi, appreciated the achievement of the students. According to him, one indicator of the success of both students is by applying the students' applications to make scientific works at school. We start from making the program for 10th graders of making scientific work, which is a prerequisite for upgrading. We take our teachers to become mentors, so every teacher gets 8 or 9 students. We take the idea first. When there is a good idea, we'll develop it. Then the coach from the youth scientific group rework and later produce these smart students. The SMAN 2 South Bengkulu, as one of the reference schools in Bengkulu, also has achievements in the academic year of 2017-2018. More than 60 of 12th graders were graduated and accepted in a number of state universities in Indonesia through National Higher Education Entrance Exam as an NMPTN. Indonesian President Joko Widodo observed the construction of Gempol Pasuruan Toll Road Section 2 of 6.6 kilometers long Rembang Pasuruan Road. During his visit to Pasuruan Regency on Saturday, May 12, President Joko Widodo conveyed that the Section 2 of Gempol Pasuruan Toll Road has entered the feasible operation process on Idul Fitri or Lebaran 2018. During his visit, the president confirmed that the toll roads from Merak, Banten to Pasuruan, East Java will be used to support the smooth flow of homecoming. The president ensured, although there are several segments with functional stages, it can be used before Idul Fitri.
Ya, kita ini ingin memastikan nanti penggunaan jalan tol untuk mudik.
We want to ensure the use of toll road for homecoming. We make sure toll road from Merak to Pasuruan can be used for homecoming. Although there are several kilometers still in functional condition, it will be operated. We hope Lebaran this year we have better road and smooth traffic. The operation of the Gempol Pasuruan Toll Road Section 2 will provide an option for travelers who will pass the road Surabaya-Pasuruan through Pantura or North Coastline. Gempol Pasuruan Toll Road that can be passed on the upcoming Lebaran season, namely Section 1 of Gempol Rembang and Section 2 of Rembang Pasuruan. The 34.15 km Gempol Pasuruan Toll Road is targeted to be completed by the end of 2018, which will connect Gempol to Probolinggo. Furthermore, in 2019, it is expected that the development will continue to connect Merak Banyuwangi. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, has proposed a 3 to 6 month-long exchange program for journalists from the ASEAN and China as a continuation of bilateral cooperation between both sides. After the inaugural opening ceremony of the ASEAN-China Media Cooperation Forum in Wuxi City, Jiangsu Province, China on Saturday, Deputy Secretary General of the ASEAN, Moh Tan, stated that the implementation of the program was a follow-up on the cooperation between the ASEAN and China established since the past 15 years, especially in the field of information dissemination. He has promoted a 3 to 6 month-long training and internship program for the fellow journalists, as the same program is usually implemented for only 10 days. The training program aims to provide a broader understanding of political, economic, and socio-cultural conditions in the ASEAN and China. Moftan believes the role of the media is crucial in sustaining sound cooperation between the ASEAN and China. The ASEAN-China partnership was established based on the three pillars of the ASEAN community, namely political, economic, and social and cultural endurance. In this case, the media has a role in highlighting interests and coaching the implications of such cooperation. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla opened a parade toward 100 days of the Asian Games 2018 in Monas, Jakarta on Sunday morning. The parade will socialize the Asian Games, which will be held on August 18 up to September. The parade was followed by 5,000 participants. They consist of 48 groups from a number of ministries, companies, and group of communities that will enliven the 18th Asian Games. As quoted by Kompas.com, Vice President Yusuf Kalla expected all parties to enliven the implementation of the Asian Games. The Vice President at the opening of the parade also hoped Indonesia can achieve optimal performance in the Asian Games. Currently, all athletes are ready and doing a series of preparations. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. National Police spokesman Brigadier General Muhammad Iqbal urges people to stop sharing photos over social networks. Bengkulu students won the International Invention, Innovation and Technology Exhibition ITEX 2018. That was the news from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with a daily segment, My Indonesia. Today, it's on President hopes Indonesia achieve three successes at the 2018 Asian Games. President Joko Widodo hopes that the upcoming 2018 Asian Games in Indonesia will not only be successful in the preparation, but also in the implementation and achievement. Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media Secretariat of the President, Bai Mahmudin, in his statement in Jakarta on Sunday, May the 6th, said the 2018 Asian Games is a golden opportunity as well as the best momentum to promote Indonesia in the eyes of the world. This year, Indonesia is to host the biggest sport competition in Asia, which will officially open on August the 18th, with 40 sports to be participated by athletes from 45 participating countries. It is certain that all eyes will be on Indonesia during the event. So it is not an exaggeration if President Joko Widodo paid extra attention to the preparation for the 18th Asian Games. In fact, he intervened directly to participate in promoting the Asian Games through various appearances and visits lately. When inspecting equestrian athletes in the National Training Center at Artayasa Stable Limo Depok, West Jawa on Sunday, the president talked to the press accompanied by Richard Sambera, a former Indonesia's best swimmer. In his statement, the president, among others, said that all need to be controlled because the 2018 Asian Games is a grand event and must be well prepared. According to him, it is necessary to check and control the readiness of the venue and the preparation of the athletes to achieve the expected performance. The president disclosed that 92% of the venues are ready, while the preparation of athletes in various training centers, both at home and abroad, are also already running well. He expects the national team not only is successful in preparation, but more importantly in the performances and achievements. Regarding the Asian Games jacket he was wearing, the president said his goal is that people all remember that on August the 18th, 2018, the Asian Games will be opened in Jakarta. He said the entire community, the business world, then the central and local governments should all support the big event because it involves the big name and the nation of Indonesia. For example, related to the holding of the Asian Games, stores should be giving discount prices. The community should hold competitions in schools, in villages, or in their respective districts and cities. He hoped Indonesia get a good achievement because in the Asian Games 2014, Indonesia ranked the 17th. Indonesia's target at the 18th Asian Games is going into the top 10 with a target of 16 gold. Meanwhile, regarding the condition of the venue after the Asian Games, President Joko Widodo hopes that they would be managed well to be productive and be used for the exercise in the framework of big events in the future. The president said the sport industry should also be promoted. According to the president, post-Asian Games, Indonesia must have a blueprint for the sport world, for industries that support sports and provide fever to the community to actively exercise in order to be healthy. That was my Indonesia Today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll start with May 13, 1969, Chinese-Malay racial riots in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. The incident of Chinese-Malay racial riots in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia occurred on May 13, 1969 between ethnic Chinese and Malays caused at least 184 deaths. At that time, Malaysia suffered from social and economic gaps between the Chinese descendants, generally traders who controlled most of Malaysia's economy, with the poorest of the Malay population. In addition, the Chinese also controlled most of the country's wealth. Similar racial riot in Singapore in 1964 is also one of the causes of Singapore's exit from Malaysia. Next is from May 13, 1998, May riot in Jakarta. May 1998 riots was a racial riot between ethnic Chinese that occurred in Indonesia on May 13 until 15, 1998. This incident occurred in Jakarta capital city and several other areas. The unrest was precipitated by the Asian financial crisis and marked by the Trisakti tragedy, in which four Trisakti University students were shot and killed during a May 12, 1998 demonstration. In this riot, many shops and companies, mainly belonging to Chinese Indonesians, were destroyed by mass amok. The riot ended with the downfall of President Suharto and became the beginning of the reform era. The last is from May 13, 2011, Charsada bombing. Double bombing occurred on May 13, 2011 at Siap Kadar Castle in Charsada district of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province in Pakistan. 98 people were killed when two suicide bombs exploded at the Frontier Constabulary Training Center. At least 140 other people were injured. The explosion occurred when the cadets entered the bus for a 10-day leave after attending a training course. Tehrik-e-Taliban officially claimed responsibility for the bombing and said the attack was in retaliation for Bin Laden's death. However, some local officials doubted the attack was carried out in retaliation for Bin Laden, saying the attack might have been carried out by a Taliban splinter group in reaction to a recent Pakistan Army offensive against Taliban militants in Mohammad territory throughout Afghanistan. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight, which today is on Indo-Pacific needs ASEAN. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi stated that ASEAN, with its unified and central character, can be the way as well as answer to various challenges in Indo-Pacific. The Indonesian government is actively participating in the concept of supporting it to foster prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. The statement was made by Retno Marsudi in the key speech on the second day of a global dialogue entitled Global Disorder, the Need for New Regional Architecture and Business Model in Jakarta on Tuesday, May 8. The event was organized by the Center for Strategic and International Studies and the Pacific Economic Cooperation Council. According to Retno Marsudi, the Indo-Pacific concept contains the condition and facts of strategic change in the region, particularly in the Indian and Pacific Oceans. Rapid change brings the consequences of various challenges, fostering competition, perhaps even hostility and threats in the maritime world that is contrary to the traditional condition on the past. As an area located in the Indo-Pacific region, Southeast Asia could be affected. Retno Marsudi said, without proper anticipation, the ill effects could hurt the achievements of ASEAN's 50-year-old, an expensive price if ASEAN is proven to be able to build a peaceful, stable, and prosperous region, should be SAM. Retno Marsudi further said, Indonesia hopes ASEAN always implements the principle of unity and centrality. ASEAN position is united to answer the various challenges that exist. The message is clear. The unity and centrality of ASEAN is important to the Indo-Pacific. With its unity and centrality, Retno said, ASEAN should ensure a number of things for the Indo-Pacific. It is to provide an environment that ensures sustainability in the region using appropriate means and anticipation to face challenges, and creating new centers to support economic growth. It is imperative for ASEAN to maintain an open and fair economy. Meanwhile, one of the speakers, George Lam, who is the head of Hong Kong Cyber Port Management, said the world still needs a variety of initiatives that maintain or encourage open market principles. He believes that the Belt and Road Initiative program is an example of a good initiative by the Chinese government. This is in addition to being a way of distributing goods. It also opened participation for the country programs, such as encouraging private sector involvement. This is good because private involvement encourages the improvement of product quality. That was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The National Police have called on the public not to share graphic pictures and videos of the deadly Surabaya church bombings that occurred on Sunday morning to prevent fear from the spreading. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appreciates the Association of Young Indonesian Business People of East Java on its Pesantrenpreneur, or an increasing of Islamic boarding school-based economy initiative in Pasuruan, East Java. Two high school students from SMA and 2 South Bengkulu, Arif Hidayat, class 12, and Axel Dwi Raldo, class 11, are able to make proud of Indonesia in the annual event of the International Invention, Innovation and Technology Exhibition, ITEX. Indonesian President Joko Widodo observed the construction of Gempol Pasuruan Toll Road Section 2 of 6.6 kilometers long Rembang Pasuruan Road. During his visit to Pasuruan Regency, President Joko Widodo conveyed that the Section 2 of Gempol Pasuruan Toll Road has entered the feasible operation process on Idul Fitri or Lebaran 2018. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, has proposed a 3 to 6 month long exchange program for journalists from the ASEAN and China as a continuation of bilateral cooperation between both sides. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla opened a parade towards 100 days of the Asian Games 2018 in Monas, Jakarta on Sunday morning. The parade will socialize the Asian Games, which will be held on August 18 to September. Listener, that was news in brief.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special edition featuring Indonesian art and culture, but mainly tourism. Today's edition will introduce Tigi Lake in Papua, so stay tuned in to RRI World Service of Indonesia at www.voinews.id. The charm of Papua's natural beauty in the eastern part of Indonesia is famous worldwide. Exploring it is an unparalleled experience because of its stunning natures and culture. Not only in the coast, mountainous areas of Papua also has many tourist attractions. One of them is Tigi Lake, which is located right at the foot of Mount Declay. Is located in Digiay District at 1,700 meters above sea level and has a depth of up to 150 meters. It is situated in the highlands, so the air in this lake and its surroundings is pretty cool. Tigi Lake has amazing natural attractions. The clear blue lake water, breathtaking view at the foot of Mount Declay are small parts of the description of Tigi Lake beauty, which is quite amazing. In the middle of Lake Tigi is Duarmos Island. Many domestic and foreign tourists who visit the lake will also come to this island. By sunset, the beauty of Tigi Lake is more beautiful. Fishing boats and small birds flying low and occasionally grabbing water, making the evening scene even more amazing. In addition to enjoying the exotic Tigi Lake from the edge of the lake, tourists can also try fishing or renting a boat from residents to explore the vast lake. The famous lake is not complete if you haven't visited the settlement of Mae and Moni tribes, two large tribes that inhabited the Paniai Plateau around the lake. There you can see the traditional house called Honai and observe their daily life from close by. You will also see some arts attraction and get souvenirs typical of the two tribes. In Tigi Lake area, there are various facilities provided such as guardhouse, tour guide, and tourist cottage. But boat and fishing equipment rentals, also small stalls, are available here. Tourists who want to stay can rent a house from residents around the lake or camp in various locations. They call it homestay. As for tourists who want to get a complete accommodation, it is recommended to go to Enarotali, which is the capital of Paniai District. Here, there are shops, markets, restaurants, houses of worship, as well as hotels and homestays with various types. From Enarotali, access to Tigi Lake is very easy. You can use the land route by renting a bus that can be relied upon to cross the steep and winding road terrain. The second choice is by air, boarding a Cessna-type aircraft that can land in the highland with grounding characteristics of the land. Of course, the second costs much more. That was Indonesian Wonder today, featuring Tigi Lake in Papua. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia. This edition will be discussing the topic of tobacco leaf waste as natural raw material for insecticide. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia on 9525 kHz or www.voinews.id. Insecticide is a toxic chemical used to kill insects. It can affect growth, development, breeding, health, hormonal system, digestive system, and other biological activities and culminate in the deaths of plants, pests, insects. Insecticide is a type of pesticide or chemical for eradicating various agricultural pests. There are two types of insecticide, organic and inorganic. Organic insecticide contains generally natural carbon elements which can be obtained from tobacco leaf waste, while inorganic insecticide does not contain carbon elements. Researcher from the Center for Agriculture and Technology Assessment of East Java, Harwanto, said tobacco leaf waste extract can be used as vegetable insecticide to eradicate the red onion caterpillars, which has been detrimental to farmers. East Java is one of the largest tobacco producers in Indonesia, besides Central Java and West Nusa Tenggara. So raw materials in the form of tobacco waste is easy to obtain. Harwanto conducted the research in the Laboratory of Pharmaceutical Biology, Faculty of Pharmacy, University of Gajah Mada, and Plant, Pest, and Disease Laboratory of Agricultural Technology Assessment Center of East Java. He said research on tobacco leaf waste that has high nicotine contents in Indonesia is still limited and has not been revealed in depth. With the research continues being developed, Harwanto hopes the presence of red onion caterpillar as the main pest of the plant is decreasing. The research also aims to expand the use of safer plant-based insecticide. Given all this time to overcome this pest, farmers in general still rely on synthetic chemical insecticide, whereas excessive use of synthetic chemicals will cause adverse effects, namely the occurrence of environmental pollution resistance and the destruction of non-target organisms. That was Miscellany Today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing receptions reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Edward Kusalik in Canada. In his email, Mr. Edward Kusalik complained because his reception report to VOI, especially to the German section, dated December 14, 2017, where he was listening to true frequency of 9521 kHz at 1800 hours to 1833 hours UTC, has never been replied. Hello, Mr. Edward Kusalik. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. It is because we received so many emails and letters from our regular listeners throughout the world. But you do not have to worry because your email has been forwarded to the German section. Please wait for the reply. As information for you and other listeners, since January 1st, 2018, Voice of Indonesia has broadcasted on voinews.id. And if you want to send your email, you can send it to voi@voinews.id. We change our website's address is for listener satisfaction. Thank you. Well, Mr. Edward Kusalik, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. Special for you, Mr. Edward Kusalik, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Jantungku berdebar tiap ku ingat padamu.
Listener, now we will replay an email from Mr. Baikan Hazarika in India. He was listening to our broadcast in English program on April 13, 2018 at 13 past 25 UTC. At that time, he listened to one of our segments, Indonesian Wonder, which presented Dongkal Cake, a traditional cake from Betawi. Hello, Mr. Baikan Hazarika. Thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. Indonesia has so many kinds of traditional foods. Through our broadcast, we try to introduce Indonesian traditional foods so our listeners can know them well. And if someday our listeners visit Indonesia, hopefully you have known what kinds of food to be taste. Special for you and our other regular listeners, will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a letter from Dildar Ahmed Lagari in Pakistan. Hello Mr. Dildar Ahmed Lagari, thank you very much for your compliment on our country. Indonesian people are majority Muslims. Because of that, there are many designers of Muslim fashion. One of them is Dian Pelangi, who is well known not only in Indonesia but also abroad. And we have also shopping centers with special sell Muslim fashion, namely Tanah Abang Market. Tanah Abang Market is located at the Kelurahan Kebon Kacang. The market has been known to exist since 1735. Tanah Abang Market is the main textile trade in Indonesia and the biggest in Southeast Asia. Other market areas, Block A and Block B, were added to the area in 2005 and 2010. Block A is the biggest among others with 160,000 square meter with almost 8,000 kiosks. It's visited about 80,000 buyers in busy days with transaction about 500 billion rupiah or $43 million per day and has well known in Africa and Middle East. Well, Mr. Dildar Ahmed Lagari, hopefully our information can be useful for you. So, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, we'll play a beautiful song.
Kekasihku, sayangku, ku ingin kau tahu, hati ini kan selalu menantikan cintamu. Kaulah yang pertama yang memberi arti cinta.
Come on.
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Kazuhiro Takao in Japan. He sent his email through VOI at voinews.id and listened to our broadcast in Japanese program through frequency of 9525 kHz on October 9, 2016 at 1200 hours to 1300 hours UTC with SIMPO to 4222 and 23222. Hello, Mr. Kazuhiro Takao. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We are really sorry for the poor signal and interference on our broadcast. We hope that you can still enjoy our broadcast despite severe noise and fading. Mr. Kazuhiro Takao, we are really sorry because our transmitter is being maintained. You can only monitor our radio through our website voinews.id. voinews.id. As your request, we will send our key SL card to your home immediately. Please keep monitoring and sending your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. Once again, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan page on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.